few weeks ago, WNIJ got a request from a student group on campus asking for a tour of the radio station. The handful of students are with the NIU chapter of the National Association of Black Journalists, or NABJ. The group offers professional development and networking opportunities for students interested in broadcasting. As they were touring the studios, they agreed to let the microphones be turned on them. Dejanaria Ferguson is a journalism major from Chicago.
Well, I picked my major during high school, my senior year. I wanted to be different, honestly. I was used to people saying they want to be a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer, and I never heard, like, journalism or a news reporter or an anchor.
Nyla Brown says she was glad to find there was a career that matched her personality.
Since the time I was little, you know, my family and friends always told me, like, you talk a lot, you're very outgoing, you just need to do something in that field. But I also took it and ran with it and decided that I can make it on my own. To me, I always wanted to do broadcast journalism and TV because I like the exposure that comes with it. It's never really a dull moment. And so I said, this is a great opportunity to just go out there and be my natural self while engaging with others and also getting information out there.
Jocelyn Rodriguez is a communications major from Naperville.
Just show that we have people of color in every different field. Not only that, but to kind of lead the next generation into journalism and making sure that it's growing for our community.
Kobe Price is president of the NIU chapter of the NABJ.
It's important because not only do we have stories to tell, but we can help bring more perspective to an objective field.
And he says it's a worthy cause.
Because you're part of one of the most important entities in society. Journalists, they provide the truth. They get the honesty out of people. They check people. They are, I think the saying, I don't want to make a mistake, but the fourth estate, pretty much having everybody in check, because you have the government, you have businesses, but the people, there needs to be people that are checking them to make sure they're not doing anything wrong. And if they are doing something wrong, they need to be called out on it. Or if they're doing something right, they need to be reported they're doing something right as well.
Nyla Brown acknowledges it can be a dangerous job and one that might not be high paying.
Don't believe everybody when they say it's a dying field, because it's really not. There's so much that you can do with it, and you can make it your own. You can broaden your horizon. There are so many people getting famous just because of YouTube. So, I mean, if they can present just their everyday lives, we can present something that's a little bit more meaningful to a bigger crowd.
Deanna Daniel says reporting is a way to process what's happening in society.
If you don't know what's going on in the world, then, like, everyone's just blind and it's chaotic. So, like, getting the truth out about things and, yeah, basically doing the right thing. You know, you don't want to be kept in the dark.
These students are part of a growing number of young people entering the field. Elizabeth Grieco is a senior writer and editor with the Pew Research Center. Her findings published this month analyze newsroom diversity.
I use the Census Bureau's American Community Survey data. This is a data set that is designed to provide social, demographic, and economic characteristics of the U.S. population, even small subpopulations like newsroom employees.
And when we talk about diversity, we're talking about racial diversity. We're also talking about gender diversity and ethnic diversity, correct?
Yes.
And age, different ages.
Yes.
What are some of the key findings?
In this study, the data show that that newsroom employees are more likely to be white and male than U.S. workers overall. And this is true at all age groups. However, there are some signs that things might be changing. Younger newsroom employees show greater racial, ethnic, and gender diversity than their older colleagues.
There's a category, non-Hispanic whites. Can you explain what that category means, non-Hispanic whites?
Yes. In the federal government system, the concepts of race and Hispanic origin are two different concepts. But for this paper, I crossed them. So I wanted to look at only those who were white, race alone, and those who are not Hispanic. So it's literally what we colloquially say that the white population.
Any surprises in this, or was it pretty straightforward to put together?
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to do this report to begin with was to look at the age data. The other data sources on media sectors, unfortunately, don't have age data, but the Census Bureau data does. And you can see that if you look at the differences of the very young to the very old, you can see that the younger age groups tend to be more racially and ethnic diverse than the older age groups.
Anything else that you'd like to add about this report that we didn't get to touch on?
I did another blog using the same data source that looks at newsroom employees by education. And this is kind of fun because one of the things that's interesting about newsroom employees is they are a very, very educated population. 79% of newsroom employees have at least a college degree or higher, compared to just 36% of all other workers in the United States. What we found is that if you look at different levels of education, if you look at income overall, it looks as if newsroom employees actually make more money than all other employees. But if you just focus on everyone in the United States that has a bachelor's degree or higher education, newsroom employees actually make less than other workers in the United States with a bachelor's degree or higher education.
Is this something that is looked at every year, every 5 years?
Well, it's kind of a new approach because I just joined Pew Research about a year and a half ago. And generally speaking, the journalism team focuses on survey research, and they didn't so much look at census data. And since I came from the Census Bureau, I thought, hey, let's see what we can see using the census data. And I'm very pleased with the outcome because it does track very well with other data sources.